Welcome to the Holistic Career Change Podcast, one-stop shop for everyone feeling stuck in their career and who are looking to identify, change, and succeed at their new fulfilling work. I'm your host, Dilma Oseita. Let's go. Well, hello, beautiful people. Happy Monday. I hope you're all well, and if you're not, I know that you will feel better soon because the only constant is change, remember? So the darker periods within our lives, they too serve a very important purpose. And the more we surrender to it, the more life-transforming learnings we can actually extract from it. Speaking of darkness, what I feel like I may not have covered in more depth on this podcast is a version of Dark Night of the Soul that many career changers will be asked to go through before they can transition into a new and more aligned career path. So, starting on a real positive note here, talking about darkness. But listen, that too is a very important phase and stage of your journey. And the reason why I wanted to cover this today is because I really want to provide you with a little bit more of a context and perhaps normalize this part of your personal evolution. Because when you're going through it, it may seem like you're not sure what's happening. You may feel alone in this. That's why hopefully this podcast episode is going to serve you as a little bit of a resource. So this is what I've been witnessing myself, okay, as I work with people who are going through transitions, that there will be like two distinct groups. There will be this group of people wanting to shift careers, and their transition will seem pretty seamless. They will have resources and support that will be showing up for them, like literally the minute they'll need it or they'll be open to receive it. It will all be followed for them by really deep insights and this newfound career clarity and almost like this ability to take inspired action. And the whole journey will be a very timely transition of sorts, right? It will be like just things are naturally showing up for them, things are rearranging, and they're transitioning pretty smoothly. And then there's another group of people, and they will not necessarily experience the same progression and the same sense of flow. They will be asked to completely surrender to deep trauma work, reintegration of the past. There will be lots of processing and assimilating before they can actually re-emerge as the new, more authentic version of themselves. And this version will be then capable and ready to walk down that aligned career path, right? The good news is that this deep work is extremely liberating and it's sobering because it finally allows us to drop many illusions and lies that we have been surrounding ourselves with. The bad news, it will not always feel like rainbows and daisies because facing our inner gremlins can be scary, can be confronting, and frankly, it's hard, right? And yet, you probably have experienced and know that the most transformative healing often happens in the darkness. And what I have also noticed when it comes to that the second group whose change is not that straightforward is that the reason why they often are asked to go through their personal version of hell is because they're being prepared for the new path that they are drawn to take. So in many ways, you can look into it as sort of an initiation of a sort for them to be able to embrace their authenticity and whatever it is that they came here to do, that they're meant to do. And this is particularly true if you are wanting to shift into a career that involves working with people, helping them, serving them, contributing to the expanded awareness and healing of your fellow humans and our beautiful planet as a whole, which is, by the way, in a lot of pain right now. So in many ways, you know, the planet is in the midst of experiencing her own transition as well, just as you are transitioning in your career. So those who are called to help, for the lack of better term, Because I would never want to simplify, you know, the unique purpose each of us have. But those who have this inner calling to help, I often refer to as light workers, as just this umbrella term for anyone who wants to use their gifts, their medicine, their experience, their skill set to support others, right? And I'd really like to dedicate this episode to the second group. So if you can relate to what I've just described, this is for you, because to you, your career transition may often feel quite dramatic. It's likely to be creating these seismic shifts in all areas of your life. And I feel like it's important to reframe this process for you. I'm also noticing, by the way, a surge of these light workers in my own practice too. That's why I'm creating this episode for you. And I don't think it's coincidental at all, by the way. And the way I view it, and by the way, this is just, you know, my belief, the way the mythology that I have from my experience, from the research that I've done, and that's why I'm sharing it on my podcast, but I'm open to all different belief systems and religious beliefs, right? But the way I personally see someone's purpose is essentially a theme relating to the impact that someone deeply yearns to make, right? The legacy that they yearn to leave behind. And it will be this theme that will be patiently calling them, inviting them to explore deeply and inspire them to act upon it. And once we are able to start actualizing this theme, that is when we are starting to make more and more space for this theme in our lives, that's when the more fulfillment, the more meaning, the more happiness, and that sense of contentment that we can access, right? So our feelings then in this particular context can be hiding us towards our right path. And that's why when I work with people, I do usually start the process with a lot of self-analysis and self-audit to identify that theme. And this is something that I walk you guys through in the first, I believe, 10 episodes of this podcast, right? To help you find what is that theme, what is that impact that will allow you to reach more meaning and fulfillment. And then, by the way, we also pay lots of attention to our feelings, because the closer we get to our personal legend, as Paulo Coelho beautifully referred to it in his book, The Alchemist, which I'm sure many of you have read, the closer we get to living this personal legend of ours, the more expanded and on track we will feel. And the more we steer away from it, the more distance there is between us and this personal legend, whether consciously or unconsciously, right? Sometimes we will often, you know, be creating this space and steering away from our path because of the limiting beliefs that are interfering with us owning our authentic path, the more stuck or the more lost we will feel. So like I've mentioned, I'm noticing this surge of career changers, the light workers, which is just a term I borrowed from spiritual community. And while I'm mindful, it may sound very woo to some of you. Some of you, you'll have integrated this word, but some of you will be like, Vilma, what are you talking about? Get real. But it's essentially just someone who wants to move into a career or business that would allow them to help, right? Whether you want to become a physiotherapist or a holistic nutritionist or herbalist, Reiki healer, energy healer, psychologist, therapist, coach, whatever capacity, whatever container that you'll be attracted to, you are simply drawn to any field that would equip you with knowledge and then also allow you to use your inherent gifts to support people, right? So this surge and that sense of urgency to do something that these light workers have been feeling lately makes perfect sense on their individual journey and for us as a collective. Because it's simply them responding to the shift that is happening in the world right now. Because if we look at our planet as a whole, if we zoom out, there are very complex transitions happening right now within the energy fields, the energy realms that I frankly don't have access to, but I do sense the turbulence when I tune into the collective. And there are also many visible proof and consequences of this incoming change. Because the world is extremely divided right now, whether we're talking about racial justice, discussions that we're having, vaccination status, certain military powers that are literally threatening actual war, right? We're on the brink of it right now, as I'm recording this at least. And, you know, at the same time, you know, this planetary dark night of the soul is a necessary stage. Because in many ways, it's reflecting what all of us are going through within, trying to learn to discern what's real for us and what's a lie, trying to hear our truth, to make our own mind, to discard the old programming, the outdated structures that do not work anymore, the lies that are not serving us anymore and inhibiting our growth. This is what we're going through purging of some sorts right now. And whichever side you may be on, by the way, there's one truth I think that you will all probably agree with, which is that the world needs all the light, all the healing, all the help that it can get right now. So if you are, or if you've been and you are sensing this beautiful urgency to do something different in your life, especially when it comes to your career, this couldn't have happened at the more perfect timing, right? And this is a very important message that I love for you to internalize, because a lot of the times when we are overcome by the sense of urgency, we'll feel like, why is it happening now? It's not convenient. Am I too late? Am I too early? Right? Am I behind? We're constantly attaching all sort of meanings to whatever we're going through, which just makes the process longer, more painful. We live in suffering for longer, but if we surrender, if we embrace, if we believe that this is the perfect time for us to shift, that opens up the door to possibility. So, like I said, all of us are currently in these crossroads, you know, moving from you or me world to you and me world, moving away from win or lose to win and win. So I'd really like to urge you to not be scared of this path, because I know that there could be a lot of fear surrounding this path of authenticity for many of you. It will be masking. By the way, the fear is really sneaky. You know that. I told you many times. It will be masking as perfectionism. It will be masking itself as all kinds of rational reasons why you shouldn't do this right now, like, maybe I'll wait till the kids are bigger. Maybe I'll wait till I process this divorce. Maybe I need to lose more weight before I can shift career. Like, I've heard so many reasons why people are talking themselves out of it. And sometimes it is because they're generally not ready and they haven't gone through this dark night of the soul, haven't integrated the past enough. And sometimes it really is the old programming that is keeping you stuck. So you need to tune in and be really, really careful. Check in what's happening, right? So, like I said, I really urge you to not be scared to take this path that you're called to. And like I've mentioned, you're probably asked to review and integrate many aspects of your past. You're asked to peel layers off your personality that was never even yours to start with. Many of these layers were just various defense mechanisms we have accessorized ourselves with as a way to protect ourselves, right? And you might be resisting to go there fully because it's hard, it's triggering. We need to have a lot of inner resources to go through this stage. At the same time, very often the only way out is through, right? So if you can make your wise preparations, and by wise preparations, I mean, check your resources. Do you have energy? Do you have space to do this work? Do you have safe containers and some sort of guidance? Do you feel supported in your intimate relationships? Because all of this will be vital to help you feel safer as you go through this inner change. And if you have many of these resources, then walk towards it. Don't be alarmed. You're not going crazy. Your life is not falling apart. and I know that some of you will need to hear this, it's being rearranged for you. And that period of chaos, of birthing pains, while I know it can be very unsettling, it does lead you to more order and more clarity, which you will start sensing very, very quickly once the dust of this chaos settles. So my advice to you, the takeaway that I want to offer you as someone who's walking people through this process, first and foremost, you're not alone. This experience is confusing and isolating, but, you know, and one of the reasons why I have this podcast is to help you feel understood and perhaps offer you that sense of connectedness. Tell you that there are many, many of you who are walking through this path, many brothers and sisters who are going through the same period. And secondly, I want to urge you to move through it, but do it safely with these wise preparations to ensure that you have resources to support you. And if you feel like you're getting lost, if you're getting scared, please seek for help. Open up to receive the guidance. Learn how to trust your inner navigation, which we all have. Collaborate and co-create with your universe. Find a practitioner you resonate with. Seek for like-minded souls who are going through similar processes. That's very healing. And remember, you're much more loved, much more supported, much more adored than you can even comprehend. I promise. You are important, and your light, your unique blueprint, your healing, your gifts, your skills, your values, and I could go on forever, that you already have, are needed now more than ever. And as you start embracing your authentic path and integrating within, so will the world together with you, right? It's all connected. We're taking this same holistic lens and looking at the world through it. If you want to share your story, if you seek support, feel free to find me on Instagram. You'll find the link in the show notes. It's just my name, .surname. And sending you a warm, warm, big virtual hug. You've got this. I promise. Speak to you next week. Thank you for spending time with me today. If you'd like to take this work further, make sure you head over to the show notes and click on the scheduling link to book your consultation call. Can't wait to meet you.